Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since we're doing a noir, I'm going to make it a little bit jazzy.
Ooh.
Now gather round my children into an alternate plane where the story isn't canon, but the bullshit's still the same. Where our heroes are still heroes, they're the same old reckless guys, but they've got themselves an office and they're now all private eyes.
Our story's just beginning, our adventure never ends. The saga of the heroes that we call the Dragon Friends. The saga of the heroes that we call the Dragon Friends.
When we last met our heroes,
Uptown, that gilded paradise where the rich denizens of Waterdeep trade values and sums incomprehensible to the citizenry, a place of tranquil and discreet business, however, now the scene of a dark and dire crime. The Dragon Friends are trapped in a street with no police or help at hand. Three ruffians already drawing knives and descending on the three of you who seem to be hugging each other around what appears to be a paper parasol.
This is gonna be a cakewalk.
Well, do you like the taste of cake?
Sure, who doesn't?
Absolutely. Who? What kind of question is that?
Yes, well, of course.
Everybody loves cake. Wait, well, what kind of cake?
I'm afraid cake's not on the menu. The only thing we're serving is
jelly.
Piss. Bill, you piss rock.
Guys, there's no cake. It would really
not help. For you, I say. All right. Should I do it?
Use the power of piss.
I'm going to use the power of piss.
Grab a dice, roll it right now, and tell me if you get 1 to 3 or 4 to 6.
A six-sided
dice. Oh, that makes sense. A six-sided dice.
Okay,
I got a 2.
All right. you yell out, power of piss, grab the stone and push it forward, and broken bottles on the ground slowly start to reassemble themselves.
Oh, you picked up the wrong
one. Oh, I picked up the wrong one.
Did you for a moment think that was the power of piss?
Yeah. Oh, well, I say.
That's your action. We are now going to combat. And the ruffians
can I
go.
Add bottles?
Ruffian one goes first.
I'm going to enjoy this. It's a shame this is how I bring joy to my life, but here we go! And he lunges at Bobby with a knife.
All right, D20.
Oh, no.
That is an 18.
That will do it. D6 plus 2.
That is 2. Yep. Well, it's 3.
So 3 hit points. 3 hit points of damage. Bobby, Ruffian 2, you also get to
Ruffian
go.
2's going to stab Bobby.
Everybody stabbing Bobby. All right, that's 17. That also hits, and then that's 6 points of damage, Bobby. You okay? Bobby, you're up next.
Yep. I bleed a bit, and I say, hey, I thought you were here for a cakewalk, not a pancake stabbing.
Again, you...
I'm very woozy and my microphone
keeps coming out. Absolutely not required. So what do you do?
I draw my short sword and I slash at ruffian number 2.
Roll D20, beat his armor.
That's 20, bitches.
It's a 20!
Alright. Do you know what? That hits double damage. D6, I'll do it for you. 2D6 plus 6. So that's 18 points of damage. That knocks him out cold.
You want syrup with that?
And he's
wait, he got stabbed and it knocked him out?
You've been flapjacked.
Yeah, no, you stabbed him through the neck. He's dying.
Nice.
Oh. The other two ruffians.
It's Bucky. It's Bucky's first go.
Oh, Bucky, you want
to... What you want to do, buddy?
Buddy.
I'm gonna leap over to ruffian number 2, and I've got a piece of string. I'm gonna loop it around his neck, and I'm gonna...
The dead one?
The one that's already dying?
One that's already bleeding from his neck.
I'm like, Bobby, Mr. Pancakes, we're teaming up. We're a duo.
Oh, man, this is
automatic. That's an automatic hit, so you're just going to saw his neck off with a piece of string.
Yes.
All right, you start. You
all the while, can I just suggest that what you're doing is you're doing it and all the while not breaking eye contact with Bobby? Yeah. Like being like, ah!
That's gonna. Ah! That'll take a while, so you start slowly sawing their head off. But Baston, you're up.
So there's two dudes left still?
Yep.
Are they close enough that I could roundhouse kick both of them? Like, be like... Psh,
psh. No, you're going to have to pick one.
Oh, shit. What if I double punch them? Like, one hand each?
You could do that.
I could punch them both at the same time? Well, sign me up.
If you're going to try to do that, it's disadvantage.
So I don't mind.
So roll two at lowest d20.
But two twice?
If you succeed with disadvantage, I will let you hit them both at the same time.
Oh, that's a five.
All right, so you just do some impressive karate. Ruffian two. All right, so you... Ruffian 1 is dead on the ground.
No, Ruffian 2 is dead on the ground.
So Ruffian 3 is going now.
And then there's the Ruffian who talks like this.
Yes.
Ruffian 3, it's your turn. Your friend Ruffian 2 is bleeding from the neck, and there's a vicious street urchin sawing his head off with a piece of string.
And slowly beheaded by a child.
Yeah. So I want you to actually make straight, before you even get to have your go, I want you to make a willpower saving throw for me. That's not enough.
No.
Right, you're going.
Four that I rolled.
You are going to have to leave the fight.
I'm going to be sick. And then he goes away to be sick.
Which leaves one left. And now, Friezo, you're up.
Friezo? Are you referring to my last name, Friezo? I go by Filch.
Filch, you're up.
She goes, I meant to do that, about the rune thing. And then she grabs the bottles and she rolls them towards the final ruffian so he trips over them and falls on the back of his head. Hopefully.
Okay, all right, great. So that'll be disadvantage on his attack because he's going to have to run through all of them. And that takes your action, however. So now it is the ruffian's go.
That ruffian, he's like, why I order? And he rolls his sleeves up.
Dexterity check as well because you're being attacked by the...
That is a 10... I have disadvantage.
Wait, he's being attacked
by
bottles.
No, you do have disadvantage. Yeah, no, yeah, this is to see if you can say it right. You have disadvantage, so the lowest of these two rolls.
Yeah, that's a 7.
A 7? All right, you know what? You go prone, so you actually miss your action scrambling on the ground. Well done, Phil. Bobby, you're up next.
I put my sword to his neck, and I hold it there pointedly. I'm like, we want some information, mother liquor.
Yep. Okay, so...
this is all a big misunderstanding.
Before you do that quickly, I need you to just make a grapple for him. What did you roll?
12.
12 plus your dexterity, 16. Yes, 16. He was on the ground. Yep, okay, so you're pinned now by the sword.
Hey, I've got a kid here who will take your head.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually. And for every second that takes, which is will be over many hours, you will be wishing that you answered my question.
All I know is that we get a contract. We get it sent to us. I don't know who sent it to us, but you can see it if you like.
Give it to me.
He hands you a rolled up bit of parchment. On the parchment is etchings, drawings. You recognize...
While this is happening, Bucky, are you still sawing?
I'm still sawing,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
You recognize three...
Still looking at
three of the faces, for they are your
teamwork,
own.
Teamwork.
Yep.
That, and then you see another one, which looks to be a dwarf.
Thick Coke bottle-style glasses.
That dwarf, a male dwarf, has an X through his face. And the other photos, the other etchings look newer than that one. And he's like, just take it. I don't know. Like, we get orders. We do it.
Filch goes, we've been sent to kill ourselves by ourselves. And then she passes out.
So I roll. I'm going to do a perception check. Are there any other clues on the paper that can lead us to...
Yeah, okay. The hand looks like it was written by somebody of quality. It's like the instructions, but they're very simple. It's just... an artist's sketch of the three of you. Instructions saying you'll find them in Uptown. They must not live through the night.
I do another rubbing to see if they'd written anything on
a
piece
of paper.
Okay,
do you know what you see? You know in Lebowski?
Yeah, okay.
You see that.
All right.
I want to say it takes you a while to get out your candle and do the rubbing. Yeah. While you are doing this, however, Bucky is just staring at you.
Yeah, we're both like, I'm rubbing, he's soaring. Just like, not breaking eye contact.
By the way,
this is the life, ain't it, kid?
by this point, Goon 3 has vomited a lot and be like, well, this is an awful scene, bye-bye. And no, then he just runs away.
He was already gone. He was gone.
So the etchings, there was three of us and there was one of a dwarf.
Yeah.
Yeah, which has a red cross through the
face. Which has a familial resemblance to Dolores.
So it's probably Fungbunger, right?
What if it was?
I'm going to grab it and be like, who is this? And smush it into his face. Tell me, where is it? Why? When did you kill him?
I think I get away from... It was... Two nights ago? Three nights ago? Who can tell?
And did you take anything from him?
No, it was a very simple job. We had to wait for him to leave work, follow him, kill him, bury him.
And you didn't take... You didn't loot his corpse?
Wait, looking
at you. Look at your dirty little face. Of course his corpse.
I'm a guy who likes to loot a corpse, but when I get instructions to not touch a corpse, I don't touch a corpse.
Where did you not touch the corpse?
Show us on this doll.
Quickly, sorry. Bucky, make a perception check.
All right,
Bucky, you see what seems like a glint of light from a high window nearby.
Guys, look that away.
I look where he points.
Nice.
One.
Yeah.
What? What am I looking at?
That's about enough time. All right, so suddenly there is a thwink and then a...
Wait, a thweep?
A thwink. It's called a thwink. And a crossbow bolt with a black shaft enters and lodges itself in the neck of the ruffian that you were holding. And he falls down in a sort of Hitchcockian, timely fashion and dies.
I regret many things. And then he dies.
He murderized
him. I pull the bolt out of his neck.
Yep.
And I examine it for clues.
It looks expensive. It's a crossbow bolt, not an arrow, and it has black feathers.
Can I use my skills of perception to triangulate the area where...
You rolled a one? you're not sure, but you think might have shot him.
Can I use my skills of perception to learn anything about the crossbow bolt?
It's just that it looks expensive. It looks like it came from a mechanical, complicated, contraption-y crossbow, from some kind of device.
Would that kind of device be very heavy and unwieldy?
Yes.
Okay, where did you see that came from?
That away!
What do we see? We see a building?
Yeah, building, third floor.
Okay, we run towards that building.
Hey, before we go, I'm just going to grab the crossbow bolt and stick it back in the guy's neck. Two on the board, guys. I got two.
You're making me proud. Keep going, son.
Okay, you guys run upstairs. You run upstairs and there's a small apartment. It's got a sort of filthy old door. You could probably knock it over. It's sort of old and worm-eaten.
Is there a window that's been opened with
this
like...
This is the door, the stair, so you've got to go inside.
I'm kicking it in.
All right, cool. Strength check, easy.
Four.
Ow.
You hurt your foot, but the door wasn't locked, and it slowly opens. inside you see a huge, expensive crossbow, which you recognize as dwarven make, sitting at a stool as well as a telescope, and the windows are open and the curtains blowing in the
Is this a chance
breeze.
To use my parkour skills?
You have zero parkour skills.
All right.
Live your dream. Do it.
What's out the window? I look cunningly.
You look out and you just see pipes leading up and down the sides of the building.
So I clamber up the pipes.
Yep. You're great. Okay, great. Make a climbing check.
That's a climbing check? Is that acrobatics?
Athletics or acrobatics.
Okay, that's 16.
16. All right. You swing your way up onto the roof and you're now on the roof of the building.
What do I see?
Signs of a person.
Yeah, you see the figure of a being running across the rooftops.
Oh, I'm getting involved in this check. I'm climbing up the pipes.
All right, again,
I'm
making athletic chase. Check. Oh, a one.
One. Oh, right. God.
Best. Okay, you take 5 points of falling damage, and you fall flat on your back. And you know what? 5 points of damage isn't much, but you break your parasol.
No! Okay, it was so mastercrafted.
Filge, what are you doing?
Filge grabs the crossbow and the arrow out of the neck, and
Did you brought the body with you?
Yeah.
You brought the body with you?
Well, she didn't want it to miss out.
Great.
Okay, it's great. So you dump the body, you pull the crossbow bolt out of the net.
And I'm just going to, like, stay watching. Can I see from that window? Because I think I'm going to be too heavy to climb.
It's perfectly chosen, this apartment, to have a good view down this street.
So I'm just going to, like, stay and sniper. to see. I look down and see what I can see.
Okay, great. So you're looking, for now you don't see anything. Bobby, so you're standing there and you can see a figure in a rustling red cloak.
I'm chasing him.
So you're running towards him?
Yeah, I'm running towards him.
Okay, great. As soon as
a red cloak isn't very stealthy.
Not anyway. If they're in a red place.
It's a red building.
Oh, well, very clever then.
Okay, as you run towards him, you see he pulls out a knife and indicates for you to stop.
I slow down, but I keep approaching him too. So how far away can I... Is he standing still?
You're 30 feet away from him on this rooftop.
Okay, what does he look like?
Can they see the face?
No, you can't see the face, they can see the body.
He's skinny.
Skinny, hey? Maybe that sounds like an elvish man that Baston thought maybe was...
Make a perception check.
That's a 19.
That is. You
recognize that lack of voice.
Yeah. It's the impassive elven bodyguard.
Jeremy.
And he takes the hood off.
Hello, Jeremy.
And he's got the knife.
Well, well, well. What are you going to do with a knife from over there? I'm 30 feet away, dickhead.
He throws the knife at you.
Actually, make a perception check quickly for me, Bobby.
No, that wasn't a proper roll. 2.
Okay, great. So, yeah, he indicates with the knife, and he doesn't say a word.
I'm like, yeah, that's a nice knife. I've seen a knife like that. Sell them downstairs from me. Yeah, they go for about 17 to 18 gold pieces. They're pretty good. Walking towards him as I'm chatting, I'm like, you know, if you want a real weapon, you want to go with something like this, a short sword. I mean, it's bigger than a knife, but not as big as a regular sword.
How close are you now to, like...
I'm like 10 feet.
I feel like he should have to do, like, a charisma check to get that close while he's, like, kind of...
That's a 16 plus 3.
All right, yeah. So Jeremy lets you, bemused, walk towards him. It almost seems like he doesn't care as you make your way until you are almost touching distance from him. You are now standing. If you walk any further, his knife will start to lodge itself in your chest.
I keep walking to bluff him. To see...
Into the knife.
Into the knife. So I'm like,
classic power play. Stab yourself.
I'm not going to walk into the knife, but I'm going to walk upright. So it's pointing into my chest. And I'm like, Jeremy, we're on the same side here.
And he looks...
Everyone's playing each other. You're playing Fimbledingtons.
And Baston bursts out and goes, how could you betray me, pancakes?
Wait, what?
He just said, you just said you were working for Jeremy.
Are you shouting this from the street?
Yes. Ow! I'm very good at hearing.
All right. Fine. It's acoustically beautiful.
I'm still, like, paralyzed with a broken back.
You're not paralyzed, but you are, because you haven't told me you've stood up, you are still lying on your back.
Well, all right, I'm still lying down then.
You doing us a favor? You shot that guy in the neck. He was giving us trouble. We're all on the same team here, Jeremy.
Jeremy gives out a mirthless laugh.
What's that sound like?
It actually sounds not like a laugh at all.
Oh my god, did you just come?
It sounds exactly like that man coming from before.
I grab his face and as if it's a rubber mask and be like, Gunderson! And I try to pull his face off.
He stabs you.
Opposed, opposed dexterity checks to see who can move first. Roll yours.
I got a...
19. 16 plus 6.
Yeah, he's an elf, unfortunately, plus... I reckon you both move at the same time, actually, so...
Oh, double KO.
What are you doing?
I go for his throat.
No, you were trying to rip his face off with a rubber mask.
Yeah, with a knife. Short sword.
All right, and he's stabbing you. So his dagger does actually enter you, Bobby, and you take 5 points of damage.
Sure.
But you... manage to latch onto the side of his face with your knife.
Yep.
And stab him with the edge of my knife.
All right, and so you hit him, and because he wasn't expecting... No, of course he was expecting it. This is the opposite of a sneak attack. This is I slowly walk towards his blade. So, he also takes 8 points of damage, and now we're in combat, so... Filge, what do you want to do? They both have their moves.
I got to get up there, I think.
You do.
So I'm going to tie my rope to the crossbow, shoot the crossbow onto the roof so I can swing up across to get up there.
Perfect.
Hey, look, I don't want to... I don't want to side coach.
No, but, let's let her do it. Let's see what happens.
If you're firing an arrow already in that direction...
Yeah.
what if you fired it at the elf?
Because no, because that's not a very good anchor point, an elf.
No.
If I got the elf, he could fall off the roof. Gonna go for like a chimney or
all
something.
Right, make a dexterity attack.
Great.
Now.
So I do that.
Okay, we're gonna make you do three things one at a time. Your dexterity.
All right,
the shot
I
is
got,
easy.
Five.
Okay. Shot is not that easy. Okay, so you miss the bolt goes wide and doesn't
it's an elf?
Hit over. No, it doesn't hit the elf. Damn. It seems to go over the roof and then sort of disappears from view. But the rope does go up there
and it's hooked onto something. So I give it a tug.
It comes back down.
Oh,
has Baston?
Now what?
Now it's Baston's.
Has Baston gotten up to the top level yet?
You spend this action going up the stairs again.
Okay.
Bucky.
The stairs. Why did anyone say there were stairs?
Sorry,
I'm still down. In the previous building, right?
Yeah, you're still here.
Okay, well I don't trust my acrobatic skills. Mm-hmm. Incredible though they are. I'm just gonna.
You have a dexterity of 6.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just gonna run down the stairs of this building and attempt to find a way.
Actually, no, you're in the right building. They're on the right roof.
Oh, cool.
So you could just keep going up the stairs.
I'm gonna do that then.
All right, you go up the stairs and you see a door leading out to the roof.
All right, I'm going to attempt to open that door.
How did he get so good at this game?
The door is closed. You're going to have to try and make a strength check to force it open.
Okay, my
DC
strength...
10. Your strength is 8. You rolled a 6.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're frantically scrabbling with the door, and now next up is you, Bobby.
I spit some blood from my mouth and it like hangs out in like a big goopy drool. And I go,
are you okay? You've been stabbed quite a few times.
Yeah. What are you up to?
He's taken like
I've
was
got,
eight.
I got 15 hit points. I've got 8 left.
All right.
I'm like,
oh boy,
Jeremy. Oh, my friend Jeremy, my stabby stabby friend.
You both are holding knives that are inside each other at the moment.
Our knives are inside each other. I'm like, this is beautiful.
Is your knife in Jeremy's face? Is that?
Yeah.
In his shoulder.
Where is it? It's in his shoulder. It's in his shoulder.
It's in his face.
He's trying to peel his face off.
Yeah, you start here.
That's not a shoulder.
His face is not his part of the shoulder's not part of the face.
How do you think the body works?
No, but like if you're gonna mask.
The face bone is not connected to the shoulder bone, Dave.
There's a lot going on before you get to the shoulder. From face to shoulder, some business happening.
My concern...
Not like one of those Doctor Who villains.
Face is like skull-oriented. Shoulder is like clavicle and whatnot. Come on, mate.
This is a disaster.
He's an elf, but he's not an octopus.
It's in his face.
It's in his face. I'm right, and I say, hey, Jeremy, what's up? Smile, buddy. And I come back carving it towards his mouth.
Make an attack roll.
Gross.
12 plus, what is that, strength?
6, but he doesn't have any armor benefiting him because your blade is already in your face.
Not on his
face. So it's just his straight dexterity. That will do it.
Dexterity is, yeah.
I'm going to say that, you know what, you can take, you can do bonus damage for that. That's, oh my god. All right, you cut open his cheek and as his jaw disconnects.
Ooh, tendons.
And you realize that he doesn't seem to have a tongue, which... explains a lot.
Oh,
I'm sorry, pal. Not really.
While you are slowly dismembering this guy, two things happen. First is that a door finally falls off its hinges and a 9-year-old boy sees all this.
Bucky, where's your string? Come and finish this off.
Yay, teamwork.
And also this elvish wizard, even though he's not talking and he seems to be sort of dying, his hands start to spin what seems to be one last spell.
He's got that ball of magic that you saw from before.
Yep.
And he casts, and he actually finishes the spell this time. Make a constitution saving throw. You're having your jaw cut off.
15.
15. All right. No.
Can I ask? Can I see Bucky?
Yes.
Where's Bucky?
Bucky's behind you.
Bucky's behind me. Interesting.
Oh, no, you heard the door go open, so yeah, you can turn around.
Okay, so constitution saving throw, done it. I turn around and I see Bucky.
Sure.
And I'm filled with hatred.
This guy is cutting your
face
off.
Yeah, but this kid's a shithead. An enormous shithead.
Is it the feather?
There's so much going on that I dislike.
Did,
and
Didn't he sass Jeremy earlier?
Yeah, he hit me with a parasol before.
Yeah,
he
that happened.
He did hit you with a parasol.
So I imagine I have disadvantage for this because I'm in a very bad
way. No, you already did the constitution save. Yeah.
So I throw my ball at him.
Your ball.
My ball of magic shit.
So you... Okay, you... Fine. All right, it's fine. So that's D12 plus...
That does not do it.
Well, that's a 20-sided die.
Oh, so, D12, right.
10 plus 4 is 14 hit points of damage.
I have 9.
So Bucky is thrown backwards down the stairs, and for the second time that day, a essential innocent is thrown down some stairs.
Would we call him innocent?
Now, he gets 3 saving throws, right?
Yes, Bucky. Yeah. You are now going into death mode, which means when it's your turn, you will make death saving throws.
I'm ready.
You are currently dying, and next up is.
Am I at the top of the stairs now? As I'm running up, he goes.
Yeah, Baston. Yeah, you were running up the stairs. So Bobby, Bucky Bingo falls to your feet. His skin seems to be melting.
It's just good to be part of the team, isn't it?
It echoes in my memory. Oh, I feel like I have some sort of moral imperative here to do something.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now remember, you can see up the stairs what seems to be Bobby fighting for his life against the elf and Bucky on the ground.
How do I... Can I, like, stabilize him? Can I, like, bandage him up or something?
You can try, yeah.
Or, like, give him CPR?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to give him mouth-to-mouth. And CPR. Both. Using my skills.
All right.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Make an intelligence saving throw. Normal intelligence.
5.
No, that doesn't help.
Where do I touch him? I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. Not on the face.
All right, quickly, Filch.
Filge is run. So she's realised there's stairs now.
Yes.
So she's running up the stairs and she just runs straight past.
Doesn't even look at him?
No, she just kind of steps over him.
All right. But that means that by your callousness, you can come straight into the combat if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm into.
All right. So you run in and you attack. Make it an attack roll. This is a charge.
And who am I? I'm attacking the dying elf.
Or Bobby, I guess.
don't do that.
All right.
He's very unwell.
What am I going to do?
I can attack the elf.
Yeah, no, I know that. I was just wondering how. I'm going to give him the power of piss.
All right, you grab... Ben just went.
He pisses himself to death.
brief little conference there.
A little sidebar.
How does that work, Ben?
Did you agree to that day?
I'm sure.
So you take the stone out,
I already said he was dying.
And I'm you pointed at him?
But what's and the, I, hmm? Is the physical mechanic of the magic that it, like, gives you kidney failure?
No, because here's how it works.
No, wait a minute. Every other stone has affected the person who casts it.
This one is very different.
Okay.
When when Phil squeezes it, she feels it start to vibrate, and she feels as it's vibrating, it points at Bobby, and it seems to, like, lock. And then it moves over to Jeremy, and it seems to lock. And then,
in fact, you're good. Yeah, this. So it's hovering between the two of them. And I now need you to make, as a powerful wizard, Filch, you need to make a intelligence check of DC 12 to control this magic.
And I have a -1 intelligence.
Yeah, I don't know why you took a level of wizard, but here we are.
All right, I'm yelling, power of peace! I got a 15.
All right. And Jeremy, who is having a very bad day, pisses himself to death.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can describe what that looks like, but I think it would be better, like, if the 100 people in the room all imagine it in their own way.
And made the noise?
Well, he can't make it. He doesn't have a tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a guttural kind of thing, but I imagine it's not pleasant.
It's probably like this.
Yeah, and it starts and it keeps going and it keeps going.
It would have been more elegant if we just left it to their imagination, right?
Yeah.
So he pisses himself to death. And while before this happening, you didn't know what somebody pissing themselves to death looks like, watching it, you know exactly. You're like, oh, he's pissed himself to death.
Can we get some information from him while he's pissing himself to death?
No, he's completely...
Oh, he doesn't have a tongue.
Bucky?
Yes?
I'm going to need you to make your first death save because they are still ignoring you.
20?
Yep. No, I'm helping.
That's a failure. Okay,
wow.
So...
Wow, 16, isn't that good?
Oh, 16. No, sorry. Okay. Yeah, you wake up.
Yes.
Wait, wake up. Yeah, sorry. Look, anyway, yes.
Saved you.
Mr. Bastard, my hero.
You stop
have,
that.
You have one hit point, and you are still in critical condition.
You look awful.
You look... All your hair was burnt off, and the feather is just the spine of the feather is still there, but the feather is burnt off, and your cloth cap is singed, and you seem... incredibly, irrationally optimistic.
And Baston goes, you sweet, sweet child. Here's my parasol.
yes, sir. It was my sea urchin DNA that saved me.
So what are you guys going to do?
Well, there's no more baddies left, but we also haven't...
Wait. This dude works for the Misselthwaites.
So that what? Means the Misselthwaites...
It's an inside job.
Yes. I feel like there's still some detectoring to do.
Well, the body is literally in front of you.
Oh, let's loot it.
What's he got on him? Let's touch his body.
Yeah.
On the face. No, it's too bloody.
Right, so, yeah, we check the Jeremy's pockets.
You find a few things. You find a small pouch of 30 gold pieces.
Mine.
The first thing you find is an enormous amount of piss.
But you also find a small pouch of 30 gold pieces.
Covered in piss. Yeah.
You find a small bundle wrapped in what seems to
be piss.
Cloth.
Soaked in piss.
Yes.
All right, I'll stop.
And you also find a ripped out page of a journal.
Is it a bit pissy?
Yes, it's all pissy, obviously.
Has is the ink run, or is it you can
it's
read what
smudged,
it says?
But you
better read it quickly.
Okay,
all.
What does it say?
Okay, it's smudged and you can't read it all, but you can read, again, a few words.
It's in the same hand as...
It's the same page from the crayon.
You see,
the sigil of the house of the artificer, and you see... a few words. My friend...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry?
No.
I was going to say, you see, my friend Gooch, trust, ? Meet tonight, so scared. And then a last line, which is just, see Dolores tomorrow, all will be well.
What's in the little bundle?
Piss.
Inside the bundle, you see a runestone, a dwarven runestone.
Oh, keeping that.
All right.
Phil just got that.
Make it work. Do the thing with it.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know what type
this
it is.
This one, the other ones were all looked like they were made out of granite or stone. This one is this beautiful polished emerald. It looks incredibly expensive.
No, I'm the wizard here, boys. So I'll take care of it. Phil gets the stone. And she holds it up to the moonlight. Seems like a magical thing to
it's
do.
It's daytime, but go for it.
Is it? No, it is. All right, Filch holds it up to the sun and screams, magic!
Nothing seems to happen that you've noticed. So that whatever this works, it's more subtle than the other ones.
Is anyone pissing themselves to death?
No.
Not in your immediate vicinity, but you...
Maybe everyone in the city, you don't know.
Yeah,
all right.
So what are you going to do? We're going to go.
Who was Gooch again?
He was the dwarf with all the pissing stones.
That's Gooch. No, it was Gooch Misselthwaite, the first guy.
Gooch was the guy who used to employ Melvin.
Everyone. He used to employ Jeremy.
It's an inside job. I said it before. I'll say it again. Guys, come on. Baston, what's wrong? You used to be so suspicious. Now what happened? You're not suspicious anymore?
Well, I am suspicious, but of you.
Of me?
Yes.
Come at me, big boy. I'll take you.
Hey.
I'll take you down to...
Don't bleed on my stuff.
Wait. Me just feel like he already dead, so case closed, or...
He's absolutely not dead. Jeremy? Wait.
Jeremy, no.
No, but we saw the
Melvin's
etching...
Melvin's dead. He's got a cross on his head.
We saw the etching of Melvin with the cross out, right?
Yep. Yeah. Melvin's so, dead.
And those dudes did say Melvin was dead, right?
Yep.
But we haven't seen his body, and they died before we found his body. So maybe Melvin's still alive?
No, but anyway, at any rate, Melvin, Jeremy was working for Gooch, and Gooch was apparently supposed to be friends with Melvin. So either way, let's go back and question him, because that's new information, but probably he had him killed.
Okay, so let's go back to the market square where Fung Bungers and the House of Artificers
back to
are right across the way from
each other. Back to Misselthwaite?
So,
I pick up that body of that kid.
So you've now got... Sorry, how many bodies have you got?
He's alive.
Oh, yeah.
He's alive.
Wait, Jeremy's alive or Jeremy's... No, he pissed himself
Bobby,
to death.
Bingo. Bingo, right. Bango.
Are you going to... You still have the body of the ruffian?
Oh, no, I know. I've dumped that already.
Okay.
I just took the crossbow.
Dropped it over the edge of the building?
Yeah. So I...
Are you carrying Bucky?
Yes.
That's very nice of you.
So you're carrying Bucky, who's carrying a ruined parasol.
I wrap him up in my blanket, in my bedroll.
Oh.
It's very sweet.
It'll just be easy to dispose later.
You make your way back, and the day is in earnest now. Merchants are walking the streets, and there are a lot of witnesses for whatever you might be planning to do. And as you arrive, Misselthwaite is bustling, and you can see the office that he took you into at the back of the room. It's locked, and the shutters are drawn.
Hey, Baston. Want to fly kick something?
Yes. And I go and fly kick the door. Wait. Did you say it was locked?
It's, yeah, look.
I take a 5 foot longer run up. Ba ba da ba. 8. Oh, why do I keep doing this?
I think you broke your ankle a long time ago.
Oh, man.
Look, it's basically a glass door, and it shatters, but sirens immediately ring out. People and guards spin around, and as the door opens, you see inside the figure of Gooch, and he is holding a emerald rune stone, and he's in front of a kind of device that seems to be appraising and measuring it that could be the brother of the one that you have, Filch. It looks like it's exact... it's identical. Is the takeaway? It's the same thing.
Got it.
Two of the same thing.
I'm covered in blood. I'm like...
You're very stabbed,
Very stabbed.
You're holding a burn boy.
I'm hurting a burnt boy.
You guys are holding a burn boy.
Yeah, I'm like, Gooch! Gooch! Come out and play!
And he looks up from his work and he's changed. He's no longer meek. He's no longer...
Whatever the voice it was.
Whatever. He's like, you... should have stayed away. This was all so simple.
You know what's simple? Life and death. All it takes is for someone to cut open your face to kill you. Remember your friend Jeremy?
No, he's more of an employee, but yes.
Well, cancel his payment to his bank account because he don't work for you no more. He works for old man skeleton death.
he's like, well, that's two people that have died as a result of trying to get this, but it's going to be worth it. And
is
now
it?
There's going to be some more.
Why don't you tell me what your plan is while you're pacing around me?
Sure he does.
Great.
So, well, as I'm sure you figured out by now... Oh, by the way, is his shop still open?
No, so you're standing in the office. Yeah, the shop is still open, and there are security standing there, but he put his hand up when he started talking to you, and now there's two elves with crossbows. Sorry, not elves. These ones are dwarves. And they're standing there waiting for his command.
So people are still shopping?
They're not shopping. Once the door went and the sirens went, the room is rapidly emptying, and so just these two guards and Gooch and you are left.
And I'm just like... I've got a sword in my hand, and I'm like walking around with my arms outstretched going, come on!
Because you've lost that much blood that you're kind of...
But, I'm like delirious.
But the question is, can I roundhouse kick both the dwarfs at the same time?
Are you going to try that right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was just about to give it... Oh, okay, fine.
That's disadvantage.
Look, I figure if I just keep banging my head against the wall...
Get this out of the way.
...it'll break.
All right, lowest roll is a 9.
You pull your groin.
Oh. And in fact, he misses so badly that like it doesn't break the tension and you guys can keep talking. He has to sit
it just
down.
It happens in the background.
He's done himself a damage and no one's noticed.
No.
All right.
Okay, so it's like, he's like, it's really very simple. Nobody ever thought that I could come up with something as elegant and as simple as this, but get this, Dad. Ha! I did. And he explains to you that when the artificers asked us to appraise the jewel, that there was an argument between him and his dad, and he wanted to just take the jewel, and his dad said that that would ruin the reputation of the business.
And as he does this, he's walking towards you, Filge, and he's got this stone that is the companion stone to yours.
Yeah, and he's like, do you know what this does? Do you know how big this is, the opportunity? Yeah, sure, I had to frame Melvin for it and kill him, but he was nobody. He didn't have any friends, didn't know anybody. Who'd be not missed?
You know who missed him?
Whoa!
Our client.
I don't know who that is.
Dolores.
Okay.
It's his sister.
I don't know what...
He was his family. She cared about him.
Okay, but I... Don't.
But that's who missed him.
Yeah, but you...
You asked.
You said that.
So I'm like telling you.
Yeah, no, I...
But...
Surely, he talked about her.
No, I mean, again, like, build his trust, you know, blah, 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 but I didn't listen. That was not a thing.
That sounded a very good way to become friends with somebody.
Yeah, but I only needed it for, like, a week.
Enough! But as he's been doing this, he's been pulling the old Bobby pancakes because he's been walking slowly towards Filge, and at that moment, he lunges forward, and Filge, with the stone in his hand and in his other hand, tries to touch you. And... 13. What's your armor class? What's your dexterity, actually? Plus 2?
6. What? Plus 2.
So, no, he makes contact. Him holding his stone, you still with your stone on your person, and at that moment, the energy shimmers and crackles, and something very strange happens as both of them seem to fly apart from each other. And now we go into combat, so you're up first again, Simon.
So where if they've flown apart from each other, where is...
So Filge and this guy touched each other, the room crackled with strange energy, and then they threw it, it sort of exploded like a sonic boom, and they were thrown apart.
So the emerald is now out of my hands, or have I...
You
traveled?
Still have your emerald, and he still has his, but now you guys are in separate parts of the room.
So I rush up to Gooch, and with my short sword, I go to slash his hand off.
Great, all right, make an attack.
16 plus... What would it be? Acrobatics?
It's just an attack, so plus 4.
Okay.
Sure, so it's a 20. So you hit, that does a lot of damage, and that does 7 points of damage to Gooch. And up...
Does his hand come off?
No, it doesn't come off.
No.
Baston.
So the dwarves, they're still doing stuff?
The dwarves are actually... Yeah, they haven't moved yet. You've got higher...
I'm going to try and roundhouse kick both of them at the same time. Here we go. Hachi Machi, come on, mama. 11 and 8. Oh, fuck.
So you do the exact same thing, I assume, with a different leg, because you've heard, again, nobody notices.
Yeah, nobody notices.
You've hurt both your legs. Next up is Bucky.
Oh, yeah, I'm still in a sling, right?
Yeah, you're in a sling on
with
on
one
Phil,
hit point.
On
yeah, you're strapped to Phil.
Make
yeah,
a perception
yeah.
check.
All right, all right.
Yeah, actually, and you have advantage, don't forget. Yeah.
10
plus 6. All right, you notice something that since the explosion that happened, Filge seems to completely change the way she's standing. And in fact, her whole body and posture seems not quite as maternal and caring as once it was.
Uh-huh. Have they switched places?
You've worked out that, yes, congratulations. Yes. The two of them have switched bodies.
Yep. Wow. Very good. I didn't get that.
And that
at
is
all.
So brilliant that you get a dice of inspiration, so you have a reroll for later. Well done.
Wow.
Do you let us know that?
Does Filge know that?
Well, what can Filge
we'll
see?
We're going to wait for Filge's action.
Oh. The room has fallen silent.
Yeah, it's up to you. All eyes on.
Guys, we got to get them back together. They've switched bodies. Miss Filge and this guy, whose name I've forgotten, they've switched.
And at that moment, Filge suddenly steps down in the sling and takes her hands.
Wait, which Filge? Filge and Gooch's body?
Half-orc.
Filge's
half-orc.
Body.
The body
takes
of
her hands on Bucky's head and...
No.
his neck makes a sickening crack. That's 5 hit points of damage, and again, you are into death saving throws because you only had 1 hit point of damage. And he goes silent. Filge, you now realize that you are in the body.
Well, because you're looking at yourself. So, what do you.
So, you just see Filge break the neck of Bucky.
And Filge is convinced that she still thinks that there's mirror versions of herself has been sent out to kill themselves from before.
Yeah, she's
so
not.
So she's like, evil Filge!
And also, don't forget, you've just had Bobby attack your hand.
Okay.
Evil Filge and evil Bobby.
Yeah. So, how much... Do I know... I try and kill Filge.
All right.
That's what she'd do.
All right, attack.
So I'm gonna... javelin myself. I don't have any of my shit.
You have his stuff.
What does he have?
He has a bag full of runestones.
Oh, no. Do I know what they do?
No.
All right, I'm going to grab a runestone and throw it at Evil Filch.
Great, you grab it. It seems to heat up. And again, it seems to want to point at someone. And you throw it at Evil Filch. Make a quick attack.
Five.
All right, it misses him and just seems to go 5 feet to the side of him and then explodes in a huge 10-foot fireball, which the splash of which does 5 points of damage to Evil Filch.
I will say, remember when just before he died, Bucky said something that might be useful.
Yep.
Bobby, actually the other guards are there and they move on you, Baston. One of them misses, that's a 3, and the other one rolls a 20 and hits you with a crossbow bolt and you take 4 points of damage.
Dick.
And now, Bobby, it's your go.
I turn to the body of Gooch and I say, Filch, you need to grab onto Evil Filch and swap bodies back so you're in your own body.
Yeah, me grab onto her to kill her. Good idea.
Whatever it takes, go for it.
And she runs up and...
We're going to have to wait for your turn. And so the next up is Gooch.
Just stands there looking at her fist.
Gooch takes the body of Bucky and throws it aside and makes for the door.
Okay, you're running towards the door, which means you're passing Baston.
Can I do a sick, like, trip move?
You
like,
have... pulled both muscles in your groin.
Disadvantage because both your groin.
I still have a very damaged foot, which I'm going to try and
stick. You have
in
two. Front.
Okay, yeah, that's
you
fair.
Have two groin super injuries.
Sick trip move. Two.
All right, you've almost escaped. Filch, your go.
I run up to Evil Filch and I punch her in the mouth.
Are you still holding the gemstone?
Holding the gemstone in that hand.
Okay, it's starting to glow. Make a grapple attack. 12 plus 4 is 16. You make it, there is a sonic boom, and the two of you fly apart again. And now, quickly, make a death saving throw.
Oh, yeah.
18, you come back to life again.
Well done.
You can't kill this urchin. All right. Bobby.
So, where are the bodies now? What's Gooch
doing? At the doorway, they're in the doorway.
Have we swapped back?
You sonic boomed back again.
Okay, I get my short bow, and I draw it, and I shoot at Gooch's body.
Yep.
That's a 3.
Okay, you miss.
Can I have another thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do I have any projectiles? Dennis, is there anything I can throw?
Yeah, you're like in an office. There's like glasses and decanters and
books.
Oh,
yeah,
and stuff.
I want to throw a decanter.
All right, who are you throwing it at?
At the bad guy.
Okay, you're throwing it at Gooch?
No, hang on. I want to see if you've been listening. What body are you throwing it at?
At the bad guy. At not Filch.
All right, just do it.
I think they swap back. I was paying attention. I'm a guy. Who pays attention? 11?
Yeah.
I have plus 3.
Yeah, that hits. It's not that hard when you're not, like, trying to roundhouse kick two people at the same time.
What was in the decanter?
It was a crystal decanter, quite heavy.
Was there anything in it?
Yeah, brandy.
Okay,
so
good.
He's soaked in brandy.
So it'll sting.
It smashes.
How much damage?
A d8.
Oh, sick.
Because it's big and heavy. That's 2 points of damage. Not that much damage, but he's now soaked and covered in brandy. And the two crossbowmen don't like you doing that, and they really just don't like you, Baston, so they're going to both attack you again.
I have touched neither of them.
Have they even noticed that he keeps like trying like, hey, hey?
He looks like an easy target. One of them hits you for another 3 points of damage. Oh, all right, Gooch.
Gooch is still making for the door. He's trying to get away as himself. He's just been hit with a glass.
Mm-hmm.
He wants the other... Yeah, one other thing.
You can't because she's still got the gemstone.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to make this really easy for you. Give me that other gemstone and we can all live.
So do the stones have to touch?
It seems like the people have to be holding them and then touch each other.
To swap bodies.
Filch swallows it.
Okay.
Power move. All right.
Okay, here's what I do. And I'd like to do this in one move if possible.
It's still your action. You haven't done anything yet.
Okay. How close am I to Filch?
And I'm going to let swallowing a gemstone be a free action.
How close am I to Filch?
You are 10 feet away.
Okay. I run up to Filch. I touch her. We blast apart. And I shove my fingers down my throat.
Doesn't she have the opportunity to, like, dodge?
Yeah, every time. So again, you're going to need to make an attack. You're covered in sort of slippery brandy, and so I'm going to make this a disadvantage for you.
Lowest is 11.
All right, plus 3,
That's just going to be not enough because of Filge's natural orcish defense.
Okay, so I fall next to Filge.
Yeah, and you fall down on the ground. Bobby?
Okay, with a puddle of brandy leading up to him, I get my tinderbox and I light a spark to it so it catches fire, and the fire, like, goes up along the trail leading up to him and sets him on fire.
Like a crepe.
Like a creme... Not a creme brulee. Like a Christmas pudding.
Okay, quickly make a dexterity just to sort of... This is... You've got to do this tinderbox, right?
Plus six. That's
15 plus six is enough. Yeah. All right. The room bursts into flame. You, Gooch, take... 3d6, we'll say. You'll take 11 hit points of damage.
Ooh, you are he's not well.
Almost dead. You are on fire. The room starts to burn, and the guards look concerned. In fact, their metal is being tested. One of them is fine. The other one backs off and runs away. Newly awoken Bucky Bingo lying in a heap of rags in the corner with one hit point. What do you do?
Oh, man. I could escape. But I'm probably not going to do that. Do I have any sort of natural sea urchin sting? Is that an option?
You are in every way a normal human boy.
You don't have a sting, but you do have some string.
Yes, I do.
Also, you have a lot of like contagious diseases, so your bite is probably not good.
I'm gonna make a leap at Gooch and attempt to
string him.
The man, yeah.
But isn't Gooch on fire? Like, he's like burning.
Yeah, do it, Bucky. Yeah.
That doesn't have to stop Bucky in the past.
So, you miss him, but you get into the fire, which does 5 hit points of damage, which kills you for a third time. And... Gooch, at the best one, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. So there's a burning dwarf. There's
a dying boy.
A dying boy.
One more dwarf.
All seems to be in order. All right. For one final time, using only one dice, for there is only one dwarf, I will roundhouse kick the remaining dwarf.
D13, beat it.
One!
You're on a one!
That is a one.
Don't clap
one.
That.
Yeah.
You break your leg.
and set it on fire.
Yeah, your leg, which dislocates from its socket, lands in the fire.
Filge, it's your go.
So Filge wants to save Bucky.
Yep.
Because she feels very bad about breaking his neck earlier.
Yep.
So she... grabs her water skin and she pours it over his body.
Great. The
so
fire,
he stops
the fire is extinguished, and now Gooch, at the beginning of your turn, you're still on fire. So you can try to do something. If you try to do anything other than put the fire out, you'll also take damage. You don't have much hit points left.
Am I close enough to Phil to try and grab her leg?
No, because she's run over to where... Oh, no, yes, you are, because the idiot attacked you, so yes.
Okay, I grab Phil's leg.
All right, go for once more. Dexterity.
Got
to beat her natural armor class of 14.
That is a 19.
All right, you grab her, and there is the explosion, and once again, you are now in Filge's body.
Which is not on fire and not close to death.
But, oh, no!
Why did you eat it?
Why did I waste my water on that kid?
Bobby. Now you take bonus points of damage.
Do I?
So, so you take 3 points of damage, and he starts to fall down. Filge, which is to say Gooch, which is to say this is getting very confusing, starts to die.
I run. I have with my bow in front of me, horizontally like that. I run at the back of Filge's knees to push her over so if her knees buckle and she trips forward
once
onto
again,
Gooch.
Gooch doesn't have the orcish defense even though she's in the body, so it's only armor class 12. You got
to
beat.
It's a 19.
Okay, so boom, you separate again,
you're back in the body that has swallowed a gemstone, perhaps inadvisably, and Gooch falls into the body that has now passed out on fire on the ground. And as the fire burns, the last dwarf loses his nerve. Bucky makes one last death-saving throw and dies.
No!
And the case of the missing artificer is solved. But at what cost? The Dragon Friends Detective Agency has solved another case and successfully won 5 silver pieces plus a magical item of their choice from a burning shop, which will sit on the shelf above their office forevermore, reminding them that they are a detective agency like no other, for no other agency is run by the Dragon Friends. Thank you. A big hand of applause for Benny Davis, Simon, Alex, Ben, Nick Mason, our special guest, and Aiden,
your DM, Dave Hartman. Woo.
Thank you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.